Can a bunch of wonky college snot noses come up with answers to the Defense Department's most pressing challenges? Why, they don't even know how the defense acquisition regulations work. And that's precisely the point, says my next guest. Chris Taylor is a former defense contractor CEO and adjunct professor of national security studies at Georgetown University. He joins me in studio to talk about his Hacking for Defense class. Chris, good to have you in.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
First of all, how did DoD acquisition system itself get so far off the mark for meeting military requirements?
We have to remember that the acquisition system was originally built to buy planes, trains, and automobiles first. And as time has gone by, the demands and needs of the national security ecosystem have changed. And particularly the federal acquisition regulations don't necessarily sweetly fit into the demands of the organizations today.
So besides leading to missed opportunities and maybe high costs and so forth, would you consider the cumbersomeness, I guess, of the system to be a national security issue?
Sure, because right now the most important thing as a nation for us to develop solutions is speed. Speed more so than the perfect product is most important to us today.
All right, so how does the class work? What is it you do in the class?
Sure, so we have what we call problem sponsors. This year they come from the Joint Improvised Threat Defeat Organization, the Asymmetric Warfare Group, and U.S. Special Operations Command.
Non-trivial operations.
These are real. These are real customers with real problems.
Give me an example of the type of problem that might come from special forces that a group of college students might be able to get at.
Sure. So particularly with the U.S. Special Operations Command, their challenge is a cross-domain solution challenge, which means how do I get unclassified information into a classified environment quickly enough for it to make a difference? So we have a team that's going to be working on that all semester long.
This is a software problem or a communications problem?
This is, well, I don't want to, in case any of my students are listening, I don't want to give away what it could be. This probably is more a hardware challenge for them, but it will certainly involve software.
Describe the students. Who are they? What kinds of backgrounds do they come from? What is their major?
So we have students from across, they're graduate students, not undergraduates, from across Georgetown University. They are coming from the data analytics program, the business school, the law school, the School of Foreign Services Security Studies program, everywhere. And that's what we wanted, was a very diverse group of students to come together with different perspectives to attack these problems.
Does the whole class take on a given problem and try to come up with something as a group, or do you have several groups working on several problems?
So they apply as teams, they interview as teams, they work as teams of 3 to 5 students. This year we have 4 teams and about 22 students. So they're divided up and they're all focused on, each team is focused on a particular problem.
And how does the Defense Department convey what it is it needs to you and to the class?
So the good people out at Stanford and Hacking for Defense Incorporated procure the problems from these problem sponsors. We curate them so that we can properly scope them so that we can make a difference in 13 weeks. And those are then pushed out to the universities who are doing this sort of work.
Has anything come out of this that's tangible at this point?
Yeah. So wonderfully, the first time that this was run out at Stanford, of 8 teams, 5 of them received additional money after their work was done from either the federal government or venture capitalists. And one of those just took on a Series A round of $2.6 million. So in 13 weeks, we got to an investment-grade solution for a problem.
We're speaking with Chris Taylor, adjunct professor of national security studies at Georgetown University. And we still have the procurement regulations that are necessary, and you have to have a contract officer commit money on the part of the Defense Department or any federal agency. So how does what the students come up with, I guess, jive with the fact that there still are those legal requirements for the government to expend money?
So we have these problems that we're working on are what we call pre-requirement problems. So they are available for what's called other transaction authority under the federal acquisition regulation. So consider it the ability to do a commercial buy within the confines of the federal acquisition regulations.
Now, you have written, too, that perhaps it's time to maybe just get rid of the DFAR or and I guess there's a lot of people from industry that are saying this about the general FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulations, but there's something you wrote in a paper for War on the Rocks that said, rather than try to replace, create a competitive system, and the better system will make the other one wither away.
Well, I think whatever we choose to do going forward, it's clear that the FAR is cumbersome and difficult, and it has a lot of time built into it. And our adversaries move quickly, and we need to be able to move even faster. I'm writing something now that basically says, look, in 1787, we got together for a constitutional convention so that we can improve the Articles of Confederation. I think we need a FAR convention of 2017 to improve the federal acquisition regulations.
I think you'd have a very crowded convention hall if you tried to put that in.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so.
And getting back to the DOD issues, are some of the problems that the classes solve, let's say, kinetic or have to do with actual combat situations where life and death occurs?
I'll just run through the problems very quickly for you. The first one is an augmented reality problem, which is for JIDO. That basically says, my problem is I can't tell bad guys in an unstructured crowd environment. How do I use augmented reality? So in the sense of good guys being able to tell bad guys before they're engaged by them, yes, there is life and death involved.
Culturally, do you find the students are okay with DOD problems, given the, I guess, for lack of a better word, snowflake nature of so many college students nowadays?
So I think that the course lends itself to a natural attraction of students who are already interested in national security challenges.
Do you ever get former military members that may be going back to college or something under the GI Bill that can participate?
We have former military members on every team. And actually, it's quite useful because they probably experienced some of these problems before. And when they're working with problem sponsors, so one of the requirements of this course is that the teams must speak over the course of a semester to at least 100, we call them beneficiaries, end users, program managers, what have you, to deeply and richly understand the problem. Military experience is really useful in that case.
It sounds almost as if you're taking an agile approach to development of solutions.
Agile is part of the lean startup methodology that we're using. It starts with customer discovery and customer validation, and then it moves into agile.
So you've got a pipeline of problems, so to speak, to keep filling.
Yes, and I don't think there's any shortage of national security problems that we can help with. We're actually opening up this course to the National Capital Region University Consortium next year. So about 16 universities will be partnering so that instead of solving four problems, we'll solve 40 problems.
Chris Taylor is former defense industry CEO and now adjunct professor of national security studies at Georgetown University. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
You can find links to more about hacking for defense and this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.